Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I live in the United Kingdom and have been to America a handful of times. One of my best friends from school had moved to America with his family after we graduated in 2010. He was getting married in California to a girl he met there, and he asked if I could be his best man. Since we've always been such good friends, I couldn't help myself but to accept his request. I've used Airbnb maybe 20 times or so, and I've always had a good experience. I searched on the site and found a nice house that I would have all to myself in a pretty secluded area, not too far away from the wedding reception. I packed my bags and headed to the airport to depart for what would be a grueling 13.5-hour flight to California. Upon arrival, I rented out a car and made my way to the Airbnb house. It was the first state I had traveled to that didn't require an IDP, short for International Driving Permit, which would have prevented me from being allowed to drive in the state. It was about midday, but I was pretty jet-lagged from the flight and needed to get a few hours of sleep. I went straight from the airport to a facility where I had to pick up the keys. Then I drove to the house, planning to notify the owner, named Charlie, upon arrival, as instructed on the site.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways, exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I pulled in and opened the garage, so I could park my car inside. To my surprise, I noticed a blue sedan parked inside. I thought that it was strange that the owner's car would be there, but I didn't think much of it. I grabbed the key out of the envelope I was given and walked up to the front door to get inside. Just as I put the key in the lock, I was startled to see the front door fly open as I was greeted by a man who introduced himself as Charlie. Confused as to why someone was in the house, I asked if they had rented out this place too. Charlie replied, saying that he was the owner of the house and he always stayed there. I didn't want to mention how the website said I'd be on my own in the house, since I was exhausted and didn't want to sound too confrontational. Charlie seemed nice, extremely nice to be more accurate. He was very welcoming and gave me a tour of the house, showing me all the rooms inside. He led me to the fridge, which was loaded with food, and when I say loaded, I mean it. He had just about everything you could ever imagine inside a fridge, including cabinets filled with snacks and desserts. I was pretty happy to see this, since I wouldn't have to go out to the store after my nap. I settled in, unpacked, and took a nap in the bed. I felt great after getting a couple hours of sleep, and headed downstairs to grab a bite to eat. I was greeted again by Charlie, who was in the kitchen preparing me tea. I was shocked and very thankful, and I sat down to eat and drink in front of the TV. He sat down next to me, sitting unusually close as I ate. I didn't think much of it, since he was going out of his way to be welcoming and kind to me. We chatted for a couple hours, mainly talking about my life in the UK and how it compares and differs to the US. As the night passed, I felt more fatigued and told Charlie that I needed to head up and get some sleep, since I had to meet with my friend the next day to go over the information for the wedding. We said goodnight and I headed up to my room, ready to pass out. I woke up the next day to my alarm clock and started getting ready to leave. Just as I was backing out, I got a text from an unknown number saying, "Hey, call me when you get a chance. Thanks, Charlie." Since Charlie knew I had a busy day ahead, I ignored the text and went to meet up with my friend. Returning home late at night, I was greeted by Charlie at the door, which was a little strange, not knowing how he would have known I returned. I mentioned how I read his text earlier and didn't get a chance to reply. He looked confused and said he never texted me, but then paused, saying something along the lines of, "Oh, no problem." His reaction seemed suspicious, but I acted like I didn't feel concerned or worried. I grabbed a bite to eat from the kitchen, to be followed in by Charlie, who kept chatting. I told him I was tired and needed to sleep, since the wedding was tomorrow. We said goodnight and I headed up to bed, very suspicious that something was off with him. I sat in bed thinking about everything that had happened, and decided to call the number that texted me claiming to be Charlie. If Charlie answered, I could always just say that I accidentally dialed a number. I called the number, holding the phone up to my ear as it rang. It kept ringing, and I began to think that nobody was going to answer until someone picked up on the last ring. A man said, "Hello?" And I responded saying, "Who's this?" And he replied saying, "Charlie, the Airbnb host. Did you make it into the house okay? I just wanted to make sure there weren't any issues getting inside." This guy clearly had a different voice from the man I met inside the house. I froze up, not knowing what to say. In a shaky, trembling voice, I said, "I thought you were staying in the house with me. Haven't you been here with me the whole time?" After saying this, there was a few second pause in the man's response. He said, "What do you mean? I don't live there. I live a few hours away and use that house as a rental on Airbnb." I explained to him that there was a man who greeted me claiming to be Charlie, who was staying in the house with me. The owner seemed to be just as shocked as I was. He told me that whoever was in the house claiming to be him was definitely not anyone he knew, since I was the only person who should be in the house for the week. Completely terrified, I said, "Okay, I gotta go," and hung up. I couldn't even begin to wrap my mind around what had just happened. I sat there, literally shaking, as I heard a knock at my door. It was the man posing as Charlie. He was asking who I was talking to, and I just said that I got off the phone with my friend, and that we were talking about the wedding, not trying to sound suspicious. This is when he really started acting strange. He asked, "Hey, can you come out here for a second? I have a question." Not knowing what to say, I tried telling him I needed to sleep, but he kept insisting. I asked, "What do you want to ask me?" And he responded in a creepy tone, saying, "I need help shutting off the sink in the basement. I accidentally broke the handle and can't get it to stop. I need you to help me seal the leak." I've watched enough horror movies to know that this definitely was some sort of trap, but I quickly responded saying, "Oh yeah, no problem. Just give me a couple minutes to get dressed. I'll be down there." Upon saying this, I heard him start walking down the stairs. I had to escape. Luckily, I had my keys in the room with me, so I decided my best chance was to jump out the window and take my chances with the fall from the second level onto the bushes on the side of the house. I flung open the window and broke through the screening, slowly preparing myself for the 10 to 15 foot descent, making sure I had my phone, wallet, and keys.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I landed in the bushes, scratching and bruising myself up pretty badly. I sprinted to my car, turned it on, and threw it in reverse. As I pulled out, I could see the man looking at me through the blinds, which was a horrific sight. I drove away as far as possible and called my friend who was getting married. Thankfully, he let me stay in the guest bedroom of his house for the rest of the week. I never returned to get my luggage or anything, since the drive was far and I was traumatized. I was able to get a full refund for the Airbnb. I eventually alerted the authorities, who couldn't find anyone in the house. It still remains a mystery to this day of who the man was inside that house. Every year, I'd like to take my family on vacation so that we can all have an enjoyable week of relaxation and bonding time together. We usually stay in hotels, but after having a third kid with my wife, we decided that it would be best to stay in a house, since our 7-month-year-old son would often cry and throw tantrums most nights. I've never stayed in an Airbnb before, but I decided I would give it a shot since my coworkers spoke highly of it. After getting used to navigating the site, I started to narrow down my search within a couple cities that my wife and I thought would be nice. I was excited when I found a beautiful house that went for a decently low nightly rate that was just a short walk away from the ocean. In addition, there were shopping plazas where we'd be able to get our groceries for the week just a short drive away. I looked over the host's ratings on the website. He was a middle-aged man named Tom, and was happy to see that he was consistently given a 5-star rating. I booked the house for 7 days, officially planning the trip. After a super long car ride, we finally pulled up to the house around 10:30 p.m. on the Friday we scheduled to check in. The house was pitch black and surrounded by woods, which gave off a bit of an eerie vibe. We followed the emailed instructions given to us from Tom to get into the house. We typed in the garage code and walked to the safe in the corner of the garage to enter the code to get the key. We got inside without much trouble and began unpacking. The house was huge, having 6 bedrooms and 4 bathrooms, which was quite an upgrade compared to our home with 3 bedrooms and 2 bathrooms. My wife and I noticed that the air smelled musty inside, but we just assumed that nobody else stayed here the week prior. We all brought our luggage up the stairs and picked out our rooms. Our two sons stayed in the same bedroom at the end of the hall, while my wife and I took the master bedroom, putting our baby in the room directly next to us. We were all exhausted from all the traveling and we probably went to bed around 11:30. At some point during the night, I was awakened to hear my son talking to my mom next to our bed, saying that he heard scary noises, so my wife called him down and tucked him back into bed. This wasn't something uncommon, since our sons were both 5 years old and would often get spooked at night. I dozed off again pretty quickly. Again, I was awakened to both of my sons running in our room crying. They both insisted that they heard footsteps coming from above them, so I decided I'd flip on the lights to get up and walk around with them to show them that they were safe and nothing was there. After doing this, they finally relaxed and laid back down in a bed. After I closed their door, I checked around again, feeling a little concerned. I opened the door by their rooms that led to the attic. The door was locked, which didn't surprise me. Within minutes after crawling back into bed, I heard loud screaming coming from my son's room. I flew out of bed and sprinted down the hallway, opening the door to their room, flipping on the lights. I saw my sons laying on their beds, hiding under their covers. I walked over to them and asked what was wrong, and their response was very unsettling to hear. My one son told me that he heard the door creak open, and there was a shadow of someone staring at him right outside his room. Something about the tone in his voice and the terrified look in his eyes worried me. I typically wouldn't think something like this was true, considering they both get night terrors and we were staying in a foreign place, but with it being the third time now, I couldn't help but believe them. By now, my wife was standing in the room with us and she heard everything, so I asked her to take everyone into our room. Now, I have a concealed carry license and always carry my gun with me, but I left it back at home not thinking I'd need it. I regretted not having it with me, but I knew I had to search the house. As I crept downstairs to the main floor in the dark, I felt scared since it was pitch black and completely quiet. The sound of my breath and light footsteps were the only sounds I could hear, which felt loud despite my efforts to stay quiet. I knew the light switch was somewhere at the bottom of the staircase, but I fumbled around in the dark for a minute until I finally found it and flipped it on. My jaw dropped as I looked around and noticed that the front door to the house was wide open. I knew I had made sure that the doors were all closed and locked before we went to bed. I slammed the door shut, locking it again, and ran upstairs to tell my wife and kids as I locked the master bedroom door behind me. She dialed 911, and they said they would have officers there soon. We were instructed to stay inside the room no matter what. Even though it was now around 2:30 in the morning, I thought I'd call the Airbnb owner to let him know that there was some sort of break-in. I dialed his number, and I put it on speaker so that my wife could hear him too if he picked up. What we heard next still haunts me to this day. A faint ringing, coming from above us in the attic, sounded as I called him. My wife and I both looked at each other in total shock, knowing that the house owner's phone was in the attic.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Thankfully, the police arrived minutes after and we explained everything that had happened. We booked a hotel that night, which was a short drive away from the Airbnb, and enjoyed the rest of our vacation. We eventually followed up with the police, wondering if they obtained any information. It turns out, Tom, the owner of the Airbnb, was in the attic that night walking around, which explains why our sons kept hearing the noises. He snuck down and opened the door to our son's room, but then hid as my wife and I got up after hearing our son screaming. As we passed one of the rooms on the way down the hall, he must have crept down the stairs and ran away. Finally, we learned that the attic had several monitors hooked up to secret cameras around the house, so he was able to see and hear everything. It was quite a horrifying experience as a first-time Airbnb guest, and I plan on only renting hotels from now on. I work for a company in medical sales, and my position often requires me to travel at least 2 or 3 weekends in a month. I have a company credit card, so I use it whenever I travel since it covers the expenses. I booked a single room to an Airbnb house, since it was literally 2 minutes away from the building I had to meet at when I arrived. I was supposed to arrive at night and then attend a meeting at 8 a.m. the next morning. I arrived at the airport with my small amount of luggage since I was only staying for one night. My flight got delayed 3 times, so I had to ask the company if they could reschedule the meeting to the next day. Luckily, I got a response that night, and they said we could meet the next day at 8 a.m. Since my flight was delayed, I had to extend my stay at the Airbnb for an extra night, which worked out, since the next day my room wasn't booked. After waiting in the airport all night, my flight finally took off and I arrived around noon. I ordered an Uber to take me from the airport to my Airbnb. As I arrived, I noticed that the driveway had four other cars in it, which wasn't surprising since the house was being rented out by multiple people at once. I rang the doorbell and was greeted by the host, who was super friendly and welcoming. He showed me to my room and I locked myself in, unpacking my tiny bag of clothes and unloading my work stuff. The room was nothing special, but it was all I needed given the occasion. It had a king-sized bed, bathroom, and a window that overlooked the busy main road it was located on. Since I had the entire day to myself, I decided to watch Netflix on my laptop. A few hours went by as I relaxed and became more tired. It was only around 6 p.m. or so I forced myself to stay awake a bit longer so that I wouldn't throw off my sleep schedule. As I got myself ready for bed, I heard the front door to the house slam shut and I listened as a couple walked in, being extremely loud and obnoxious. I was a bit annoyed, but I wasn't very upset considering I chose this house knowing that this could potentially happen. I guess I was more worried about finding a place that was close to the meeting I had to attend. I pulled the blankets up and closed my eyes and started to doze off until I was startled awake to yelling and screaming coming from the room next to me. It sounded like the couple that was obnoxiously loud when they came in earlier. I laid in bed as I listened to the argument, hoping they would stop. Instead, their voices became increasingly louder and angrier with every sentence. I wasn't exactly sure what they were arguing about, but it sounded like it had to do something with the guy accusing the girl of cheating. Minutes passed by until I heard a knock on their door. I got up as quietly as possible and put my ear up to the door to try to hear the conversation. It was the Airbnb owner who was not happy with the couple and asked them to leave. The man stormed out of the house and I watched as he walked towards the main road, yelling and screaming to himself. I crept back over to the door and listened as the woman and the house owner spoke. Apparently, the woman convinced the owner that she would be quiet and that there wouldn't be any more problems since the boyfriend left. I heard the woman close the door to the room and listened as the owner walked down the hall and went back downstairs. I crawled back into bed and finally fell asleep. I remember being in the middle of a dream when I faintly heard a voice that kept repeating the same thing over and over. I started to wake up, quite confused, thinking that it was in my dream, until I heard it again. It was a man's voice coming from outside my window who kept saying to come out and talk. I quickly realized that it was the boyfriend from earlier. I didn't want to say anything, obviously not wanting to involve myself with the situation, until he started knocking on my window. Each knock grew louder with every hit, and I knew I had to say something. I walked up to the window and knelt down so I could crack it open and tell him that he had the wrong room. He seemed to be very intoxicated as he slurred some words I couldn't make out, so I closed the window. I sat down in bed, hoping he had gone away, until he started screaming right outside my window to be let in. I didn't know what to do, so I just sat there, frozen, trying not to make any noise. Just as the screaming finally stopped, I was startled to hear the sound of shattering glass as a large rock came flying in through my window. I knew I had to get out and find help, so I sprinted to the door. As I opened it, I turned around to see his two hands on the windowsill as he was trying to climb in. I slammed the door shut behind me and ran downstairs looking for the owner, who was about to walk outside with his rifle. I told him that the boyfriend came back and thought that I was his girlfriend, and that he broke the window and was climbing in as I ran out of the room. He walked upstairs aiming his rifle at the door. He shouted asking if anyone was in there, but there was no response. I watched from the bottom of the stairs as he quietly opened the squeaky door to my room and flipped on the lights. He said that he was gone and I was relieved to go back up so I could get my stuff. Once he made the announcement to me, people staying in other rooms upstairs opened their doors and peeked out, including the girlfriend of the crazed boyfriend. She was sobbing and completely shocked as she walked out with her suitcase to leave. I thanked the owner for helping, and I went back into my room to pack and find a motel for the night. Thankfully, I was able to make it to my meeting the next morning and fly back home, unharmed.
Two men tried to break in while my friend and I were home alone. So one night, my friend and I, who I'll call Jesse for the story, was staying the night and for some reason we had the best internet connection in the garage, so we were in there just messing around on MySpace and such when we started hearing what sounded like two people talking. Jesse and I stopped talking and we were trying to hear what the other people were saying. We got up and stood by the garage door, but we still couldn't make it out, so we went inside and looked through the peephole on my front door. There were two men standing in my driveway by my garage looking around. I immediately freaked out because they weren't standing on the sidewalk or anything. They were just standing by my garage like they lived at my house. I stood there watching them for a minute before one of them started walking up to the door. I quickly but very quietly checked to make sure both locks were locked and then looked back out the peephole. The man was leaning over the side railing on the porch trying to look into my mom's bedroom window. I instantly signaled to Jesse to go get knives and be super quiet. I looked back outside and the two men were back by the garage, just talking. Jesse asked what had happened and I just told her to go make sure the doors were locked while I kept watch. She came back quickly and we switched. She kept watch while I looked for the house phone. This was before it was the norm for young teens to have cell phones. All of a sudden, she says, "They're leaving." My heart sank because something in my gut just told me they weren't. Without even asking, I asked her, "Did you lock the side door in the garage?" And she said she didn't. I took off through the kitchen into the garage just as I heard our side gate open. I made it to the door and locked the deadbolt before I could get the doorknob lock, and as soon as I flipped the lock, the doorknob twisted. I thought I was going to puke. I grabbed the handle and locked it before running back inside and locking the garage door. I ran to the back door and at that point just started yelling, "Lock the windows." My back door had these sheer curtains over them where you were still able to see inside and outside. And before I was able to make it to the lock to the door, I saw someone walk up the back porch. I jumped behind the couch and watched as he tried to open the back door before the second guy followed. Jesse came walking into the living room and I grabbed her and pulled her down behind the couch with me. We both just sat there in silence, terrified, watching these two guys trying to figure out how to get in. I started to cry and Jesse was sitting there shaking. After what seemed like forever, they walked off the back porch and into the backyard. We heard them banging around before we saw them walk back by the porch and out the side gate. I ran to the front and looked through the peephole again and saw them walk across the street and get into a car. I told Jesse they were gone. We both burst into tears and just started hugging each other. We called her aunt and she came and picked us up and took us to her house where we stayed the night there. We never told anyone because we thought we would be in trouble for some reason. But after that, I didn't stay home alone for years, and even at 25, I still get scared when it's just my daughter and I home alone while my husband is at work, or the rare occasion when he goes out with friends. We're lucky it didn't end worse than it did.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boost and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
But I'm still scarred from it 12 years later. So men who tried to break into my house and who knows what else, let's not meet.
Our official merch store is finally here. If you want to support more of our channel, check out our merch shop. The link is in the description down below. See you on the next video. Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.